backing Paul Manafort as a federal jury continues deliberating in the former Trump campaign chief's tax and bank fraud trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The jury's in its second day of considering 18 felony counts against Manafort, who prosecutors say hid millions in foreign income from the IRS and then lied to banks to keep the money flowing. The president says the trial is sad, and it's a very sad day for the country.
He happens to be a very good person, and I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
His lawyers say Manafort relied on aides to handle his finances, and the government has not made its case against him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump's contentious relationship with the media escalated Thursday when hundreds of U.S. newspapers launched an unprecedented and coordinated defense of press freedom in response to the president's frequent attacks on some media organizations. AP's Warren Levinson.
Newspapers all over the country carried editorials denouncing the president's efforts to delegitimize honest reporting. In North Carolina, the Fayetteville Observer wrote it hoped Trump would stop, but added, "We're not holding our breath." Trump, meanwhile, took to Twitter to excoriate the campaign. "The fake news media is the opposition party," he typed in all caps, adding, "But we are winning." He also took the Boston Globe to task for organizing the campaign. "The Globe is in collusion," all caps, "with other papers on free press. Prove it. The true enemies of the people," the Des Moines Register wrote, "are those who try to suffocate the truth by vilifying and demonizing the messenger." Warren Levinson, New York.
President Trump said Friday he plans to revoke the security clearance of Bruce Ohr, a Justice Department official. The president also suggested he may revoke Special Counsel Robert Mueller's security clearance. His remarks came after he revoked the security clearance earlier this week of former CIA Director John Brennan. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia says the latest U.S. sanctions imposed on Russian, Chinese, and Singaporean companies are destructive and useless. The U.S. penalized the three companies Wednesday, accusing them of helping North Korea avoid international sanctions. The U.S. has accused a Chinese trading company and its affiliate in Singapore of falsifying documents aimed at easing illegal shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea. A Russian company was also sanctioned for providing port services to North Korean flagged ships engaged in illegal oil shipments. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. VOA's Slatis Ahok reports.
The relationship between the United States and Turkey has been strained for some time, but the two NATO allies have not acknowledged any real animosity until recently. Erdogan has accused the United States of stabbing its strategic partner in the back by doubling its tariffs on Turkish aluminum and steel. Trump said of Turkey, they have not proven to be a good friend.
They have a great Christian pastor there. He's a very innocent man.
Erdogan has fiercely opposed U.S. support of the Kurds in fighting Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. He is also angered by the U.S.'s refusal to extradite an exiled Turkish cleric who is his opponent. Zlatis Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Defense Department says a military parade that President Trump has called for is being postponed until at least next year. The announcement comes as media reports said the cost estimate for the parade had gone from about $12 million to $92 million. But Defense Chief Jim Mattis was critical of whomever first reported those figures.
I have not seen an estimate of $92 million. The estimates are coming to me. I've given the initial guidance, but I have received no such estimate. I haven't received an estimate of $10 million or $92
million. The president said Friday on Twitter he canceled the parade because the local leaders of Washington, where the parade would be held, wanted to charge the federal government a ridiculously high amount of money. Pakistan's newly elected National Assembly on Friday formally chose Imran Khan as prime minister, successfully marking a second peaceful transition from one democratically elected government to another in the country's 70-year political history. And the Vatican late Thursday released a statement condemning the sexual abuse described in a grand jury report and said that Pope Francis is on the side of the more than 1,000 victims. Also, a Catholic bishops organization has called for a Vatican-led investigation into allegations of sexual abuse by former Washington Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA1, the voice of America. VOA1.